Good morning. We are talking with Rebecca Cook, and you are running for United States House of Representatives, correct?
Correct. Yes. I'm running for Congress here in Wisconsin 3.
Yes. And I that's why I was like, it's the 3rd district, right? Yes.
Yes. U.S. House. Exactly.
Yes. Sure. And you know, here we are, and we're in an off year. 2025, uh-huh. So not necessarily an election year, but it seems like the political cycle, it kind of never ends. So it used to be, you know, yeah. You kind of got a break in there, but it really doesn't end. And you were in the area yesterday here in the Prairie du Chien area. So I want to just have you talk a little bit about what you were doing here in the area.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I love spending time in Crawford County. I'm actually from up in the Eau Claire area. I grew up on a dairy farm, showing cows in 4-H. And so being around rural Wisconsin, you know, it's very much a part of how I grew up and talking with folks and meeting folks where they're at. And so I think that's a big part of how I campaign is really looking to meet people where they're at. So I yesterday had an opportunity to meet with the CEO of Crossing Rivers Health, you know, talking about some of the challenges that we have in healthcare, but also opportunities, how I can be a real advocate for folks in Crawford County to get access to the kind of healthcare that they need at a price that's affordable. I feel like our medicine these days is just too damn high, and we need people in Congress that are going to be working to lower prescription drug prices and making sure that we get the care that that we need. And I also met with Pam Ritchie over at the Opportunity Center. They've done some incredible work in the community for, you know, the last 60 years, providing jobs and resources for people with disabilities. So it was a great visit.
And of course, we talked, you're running for U.S. Congress for District mm-hmm. 3, the House seat. How does, you know, a farm girl from Eau Claire decide, you know what, I want to throw my hat in the ring for politics and deal with, you know, it's a really crazy climate right now, but what led you down this path?
Yeah, well, like, it was a lot of my lived experiences, and I think that that's a big reason that propelled me into running for office. So, like a lot of Wisconsin farmers, we had to sell our cows because of the price of milk and competition with larger dairies, which was tough because we've had a farm in this district for 150 years. So it's not just losing a business, but a part of our tradition and our heritage and way of life. And I feel like it's a way of life that's fleeting. I feel like people in D.C. don't understand, you know, what it's like to work and have some dirt underneath your fingernails. And I think, you know, especially what farm families are going through and the kind of gaps that now exist in a lot of our rural communities because of, you know, so many family farms that have gone under. So that's one of the reasons why I stepped up to run, is because I really lived a lot of those failed policies and want to be the difference to making things better for, you know, working farm families in particular, but for all working families across this district. And making sure that folks have access to health care that they need, that they can go to the gas pump, the grocery store, pay their rent, and have even a little bit of money left over, because that's been really hard, just the cost of living. And it seems like people in D.C. want to play partisan politics versus just getting things done. When I'm out talking to people at, like, dairy breakfast, which I do a lot over the summer, you know, I always say folks in D.C. are either so far left or so far right, and we need some more people in the middle that will actually get things done. And that's always really resonated with people, and that's very much where my politics are at.
I was just going to bring that up, that it seems like in 2025, really, I mean, the last 20 years, it has been a right versus left, or, you know, them versus us mentality. And the average voter is not that. The average voter sees both sides. And they go, well, I like what she says about this, or I like what he says about this. But when it comes to voting and when it comes to walking into that booth, you have to kind of go, okay, well, what are my most important things and which candidate aligns with that? But there are so many, there's such a us versus them mentality, not just in D.C. and not just in Madison when you look at the stateside, but really between people. I think it's pulled to the forefront with social media. The media in general. How do you help bring down that temperature? Because it really seems like we are at a boiling point that we're just going to blow over. So how can you kind of help bring down that temperature? Or is that something that you look to be like, hey, I don't want to add to the madness?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that I really try to run a value-centered campaign versus a partisan campaign. I try to run a campaign that I think is centered around the things that are actually keeping people up at night. And that's like when I'm out knocking doors or, you know, come into communities to talk with folks or host roundtables. That's the question that I'm asking is like, what is the most important issue to you and what is keeping you up at night? And then speaking to those things and not demonizing the other side, but what are the solutions that are going to actually get there? Because I think you're right. Most people here in Wisconsin are exhausted of the partisan wars, and they're looking for people that can compromise and that can work in a bipartisan way. Most people I know are, you know, raising kids, trying to get them off to basketball practice, taking care of aging parents, and they might have time to think or consume politics for like 5 minutes a day, if that, you know, because they're busy working and providing for their families. And so I know that, you know, my job is to get things done for people here in Western Wisconsin and not stir more chaos. And so, you know, the way I talk about issues, I really try to talk about it from my own personal lived experiences and from the things that I'm hearing out on the campaign trail, and not just, you know, saying why somebody else's falter, but like, what can I do as a legislator to, you know, improve outcomes for us here and make things better, improve our quality of life here in the region. So,
of course, we are talking with Rebecca Cook here, who is running for U.S. House here in the 3rd District. And again, we're a whole year away from election, and here we are talking to a politician. it's kind of a crazy world, but, you know, you were just in the Prairie du Chien area, and I'm sure we will be talking to you many more times before next November. Absolutely. So thanks for joining us this morning, talking with Rebecca Cook, candidate for U.S. House here in Wisconsin.